From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Wednesday, June 2nd. Coming up, the COVID-19 pandemic has threatened the mental health of many Midwesterners, including children. We'll learn how one Midwestern state has been trying to standardize children's mental health services in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. After weeks of negotiating with nuclear giant Exelon, there's a tentative deal for state subsidies to keep power generators online. But as Hannah Meisel reports, another issue threatened to blow up bargaining over the holiday weekend.
The latest sticking point is coal-fired power plants, especially those owned by municipalities like Springfield and a massive plant called Prairie State Generation Campus in the Metro East that powers dozens of cities and towns throughout Illinois. Those municipalities are worried Pritzker's decarbonization goals will leave them upside down on bonds they sold to finance the plant less than a decade ago. But environmental groups point to studies finding Prairie State is Illinois' biggest polluter. Pritzker says he won't let Prairie State or other municipal coal-fired plants operate beyond 2035, despite requests from lawmakers with contracted cities in their districts.
Well, first of all, it was not the coal-fired plants that expressed themselves. There were members that did. And so, you know, that's on them.
Lawmakers Tuesday afternoon said they may be ready to return to Springfield to vote on a final deal soon. I'm Hannah Meisel.
As of this morning, there's a new place for medical helicopters to land in Champaign County. That's the sound of an OSF Life Flight helicopter landing east of the OSF Healthcare Heart of Mary Medical Center in Urbana yesterday. The new 100-foot by 100-foot helipad is located at the corner of West Park Street and North Matthews Avenue. It will allow the hospital system to bring patients in via flight for life-saving procedures. OSF says its four ambulance helicopters log more than 1,800 flights each year. Pride Month is here, and LGBTQ+ folks and allies in Champaign will celebrate this weekend at a drag picnic. Illinois Newsroom's Carolina Garibay has more.
On Saturday, Westside Park in Champaign will be filled with sounds of celebration and applause as drag performers take the stage to kick off Pride Month. CJ Brown is organizing and hosting the picnic in partnership with Uniting Pride and the Urbana Free Library. She's also one of the drag performers lined up for Saturday. Brown says there hasn't really been a dedicated safe space in Champaign for queer folks since the local gay bar closed in 2017.
We've not really had a safe and consistent queer space, so it's been really hard to keep queer events going in town and maintain that sense of community.
That's something she wants to accomplish with the drag picnic. Brown also wants the picnic to be kid-friendly, so there will also be crafts and goodie bags available, as well as informational resources about support groups in Champaign. I'm Carolina Garibay, Illinois Newsroom.
The drag picnic is this Saturday at Westside Park from 12 to 1:30 p.m. The event is free but does require registration. Find more information at the Drag Picnic event page on Facebook. State health officials reported just over 400 new cases of COVID-19 across Illinois yesterday and 8 additional deaths from the virus. That's the lowest single-day case total in more than a year. The 7-day rolling case positivity rate is at 1.6%. There are just over 1,000 people hospitalized with COVID-19 across the state. That's down from about 1,400 at this time last week. More than 41% of Illinois' total population is now fully vaccinated against COVID-19, and more than 75% of the state's 65 and over population is fully vaccinated. Champaign County health officials reported just 5 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday. The number of active cases in the county fell to 157, the lowest number since late August. There are 9 county residents hospitalized with COVID-19, unchanged since Monday. Carl Hospital in Urbana, which serves a broader region, reports 25 patients hospitalized with COVID-19. That's down from 28 one week ago. Carl reports 5 patients in the ICU, down from 7 last week. Still to come, we'll learn how one Midwestern state is trying to standardize children's mental health services as the COVID-19 pandemic has taken a mental health toll on kids. That story from Side Effects Public Media is next on 217 Today.
Food is at the center of our lives here in Illinois. All of us eat it, many of us grow it, some of us might be struggling to afford it. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom's agriculture reporter. I'm working to tell the stories that affect us all, from the food supply chain to food insecurity. Listen for my reports on AM 580 and FM 90.9, and look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. The COVID-19 pandemic has threatened the mental health of many Midwesterners. Children have been deeply affected by restrictions on their social life and the stress their parents face. One state in the region has been trying to standardize mental health services for kids. And as Side Effects Public Media's Natalie Krebs reports, some parents say it's none too soon.
Jeanette Lems says the trouble for her kids really began when they started school last fall. Her 7-year-old daughter struggled with being limited to just interacting with several kids who didn't include her friends. And her 5-year-old son was displaying a lot of anger and aggression.
We could not figure out what the meltdowns were and what the cause was, and took us a really long time to get his feelings sorted out.
Lem says her daughter got help from a counselor at her school in suburban Des Moines, but finding help for her son was much harder. She tried online therapy sessions, but he couldn't stay focused. So she sought out in-person play therapy instead.
I called 8 different places. I was told that they had no openings until May. And this was in January.
Lems was finally able to find an independent therapist near her home. The sessions have greatly helped her son, but the experience was eye-opening.
I had no idea that there were so many troubled children, you know, at the age of 5, 6, that were having to seek out mental health.
Long-term data on kids' mental health during the pandemic is still scarce, but some early figures suggest it's taking a toll. Mental health-related emergency room visits are up a lot. They increased 24% for young children and 31% for teens from March to October of last year compared to 2019.
There seems to be just a lot more stress, sadness, anxiety, and loneliness these days, but it's not everyone.
Laura Fuller is a clinical psychologist at the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics. She says the pandemic has clearly exposed the state's dire need for more mental health resources. Her system's waiting list has stretched weeks, even months at times, for children and families.
When you think about the more rural regions of the state, the places that aren't close to big cities and higher concentrations of providers, it's even worse.
Part of the problem is due to the unusual way Iowa has funded mental health services, by relying on local property taxes. It's a system left over from the early 20th century when people with mental illnesses lived in county homes.
That's how they became responsible for people who essentially couldn't take care of themselves.
That's Peggy Halbert, Executive Director of the National Alliance on Mental Illness Iowa. She says Iowa is the last state in the nation to fund mental health through property taxes. As a result, funding has greatly differed across the state's 14 mental health and disability services regions. And even though the state has set certain standards for children's mental health, Halbert says it hasn't held the regions accountable.
It shouldn't matter where you live in Iowa. You should have access to the same services. That's not happening.
Now Iowa is moving to end that patchwork system. The state legislature voted recently to shift funding from the regions to the state. Still, some Iowa families say more help is desperately needed for kids, like Des Moines resident Nina Rickman. Her 2 adopted sons have anxiety and behavioral issues from childhood trauma. Rickman says the pandemic was so hard on her kids, their therapist recommended they go into residential treatment programs. She searched for months to find spots for them. Meanwhile, she struggled with the stress and uncertainty and plunged into depression herself.
There never was any timelines and there never was any certainty. So it was just hard to know. And so if you have a little bit of hope, sometimes you can make it a little bit longer, even if you're in a really stressful situation. But I think my hope just kind of ran out.
Rickman was eventually able to get spots for them in facilities hours away. She says they're doing much better, and so is she. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Natalie Krebs.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see mostly cloudy skies today with a chance of light rain and a high of 72 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Carolina Garibay. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Reginald Hardwick, Carolina Garibay, and Natalie Krebs. Music by the Kilbourn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.